here's a story from The World.
Let's now go to the place where the pandemic began, Wuhan, China. A year ago, the city of 11 million was under full lockdown. It worked. The city has not had a single reported COVID case since last May. But the experience, the isolation, fear, and death, that changed people there. The World's Rebecca Canther went to Wuhan to hear their stories.
39-year-old Wang Fan runs this cocktail bar and several other bars and restaurants in Wuhan. Before last year's lockdown, he wouldn't describe himself as much of a do-gooder. But in those scary months at the start of the pandemic, he surprised himself. It was a natural reaction, he says. When you see something happening right in front of your eyes and you can help, you do something. With his restaurants unable to open, he donated the excess food to make meals for medical workers. He took journalists around on his scooter. He knocked on doors to check on elderly people. He wasn't alone. Others in Wuhan were connecting through WeChat groups and trying to help out in whatever way they could. Some coordinated deliveries of masks and protective gear from abroad. Others donated supplies or helped patients get to the hospital. Wang Fan's friend Jiang Qi, who works as a craft brewer, was also moved to help. Most people followed orders to stay inside. But he said it felt awful to be stuck at home worrying. It was less scary to go out and do something, he says. So I started from something small. I put on protective gear and drove medical workers to the hospital. Wang Fan says that he and his friends in the restaurant business have continued to support local causes, including helping children who lost their parents to COVID. The experience of volunteering last year changed how he thinks about his role in the community. It got me involved in charitable work, he says. I think having a business means you have some obligations to society, a responsibility to help others. Once the lockdown ended in April, Wang Fan says he fell into a bit of a depression. Business was bad. After helping so many people, now he was the one in need of help. His restaurants could only do takeout. Business was just 3% of what it was normally. During the lockdown, I was always busy helping journalists or volunteering, he says. I had a lot of things to do. But once restaurants reopened, my businesses were struggling. I had a lot of bills to pay. I couldn't sleep at night. Wang Fan's friend Evan Zhou, a liquor importer, was also struggling with his business. During the lockdown, he kept busy coordinating deliveries of donated supplies and helping people get to the hospital. Once things reopened, his business was in ruins, and he was out $60,000. When I was volunteering, I spent a lot of time thinking about what I wanted to do with my life, he says. I made a decision to leave everything in Wuhan and go try somewhere new. I was sick of being stuck in one place. Here at this cocktail bar in Shanghai, Evan is meeting clients. He moved to Shanghai last spring and now works for a drinks distributor here. He says after the lockdown, a change of scenery was just what he needed. A lot of friends tell me they think I look happier here, he says. Shanghai has been less affected by the pandemic, and the economy is doing better here. I think this is the right environment for me right now. Back in Wuhan, Jiang Qi and Wang Fan have just opened up a new brew pub. It's packed with young people, eating American-style food and drinking IPA beer. The restaurant industry is still not back to what it was like before the pandemic. But the two friends are optimistic about this year. We just want to work hard and enjoy our lives, Jiang Qi says. Wang Fan says he's been spending much more time with his parents. He says even those people who didn't lose a loved one to COVID have a kind of PTSD. The wound is healing, he says. We'll never forget that time, but it's not as painful now as it was before. But it's like a scar. It will never go away. For The World, I'm Rebecca Canther in Shanghai.